Hi, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee from Internology and Actis Software, and today I'm pleased because we have a good friend of mine, Ward Bell.
Yes, Tim, it's great to be here with you.
Thank you for coming, Ward. Tell me, you are the big cheese, the technical guy
I'm the big
at
kahuna.
Idea Blade.
That's what it says.
Tell us about this product.
Okay. Well, first of all, I am the VP of technology, which is even better than the big kahuna. Our product is called DevForce, and it helps you, the developer of a line of business application, move data over the wire, have it arrive in your client technology, and especially Silverlight, and program against it as if you were programming against a two-tier with line of sight of the database.
I'm familiar with the product. It lets you do data the easy way in Silverlight, but in other places in .NET, too.
That's right. We've been around since .NET 1. We had this vision back then of how people wanted to program in that way. So all of the client technologies, AASP, WPF, WinForms, and Silverlight, we're there. And as a matter of fact, you can build one model and use it across all of them. So if you had an application with both, you can do it. Just one of the ways.
You are the data access layer.
We are the data access and programmability. We got Entity Framework behind it. So, you know, we're totally plugged into the whole stack there. You don't have to use Entity Framework. I love it. So, but it's just one of your options.
Right. Now, I know the question you always get is, in the Silverlight world, how does this contrast to Rhea services?
Right, and you know, you have to dig in. We're so glad that Rhea services is there to sort of establish that this is a viable way, even a smart way,
right,
to build your application. But we're like a lot of other Microsoft partners who, you know, they rely on Microsoft to sort of set a baseline for certain kinds of technology, acquaint
plumbing
people with it. But then we provide value. So if you look at UI controls, you can use Microsoft controls, but an awful lot of people would like to go out and buy third-party controls, and they'll feel the same way about us.
Right. So you've extended the platform. I like to say that where Rhea services is a little bit inflexible, you guys provide the flexibility. Is that a fair statement?
And this is our business. This is our life. All
10
right?
years.
Yeah, we've been at it, and we're going to keep going at it. We're going to be there with Silverlight 10 years from now.
Right. In the next versions of Silverlight.
We're dialing it up to 11.
Which is a good segue.
Yeah, it is.
Into the future of Silverlight. We've had a lot of hysteria lately,
oh,
and I know you're on the Silverlight bandwagon like I am. Well, what's your take on this HTML5 Silverlight thing?
Well, I am on the Silverlight bandwagon because I really like it, but don't forget, I like all the other things. So, we'll support ASP and all that, but I think that Silverlight is for real, and what we've had here is a speed bump. And partly
just in messaging.
It is a messaging issue. It is not about the technology.
Right.
The technology is fantastic. It's proving itself all the time. But business decision makers don't really, they're relying on other people to tell them about technology, and they half believe what they hear anyway. What they want to know is that there's a commitment, a total commitment from the organization, in this case Microsoft, that's providing that technology, because they don't want to be like the Pony Express, you know, all glory in 18 months and is out, right?
Right.
Nobody knows what happened. This is real. Now, it's kind of like vinyl, right? I mean, well, I don't listen to vinyl anymore, but I still have my 8-track tapes. Listen to Brick House or something on it.
I'm old enough to know what those are.
Or even like the music. No, the point is, it's got to be there because they have to make a business decision, and they have to know that we're there. And so we have this great technology, and then because HTML5, which is great stuff, and which solves...
Which will be great stuff.
Very good point. It's going to be great stuff someday. But, you know, we can't put... Some people won't allow us to put Silverlight on the phone or a couple of these other devices, so they got to get excited about it. And the people who are building it have to be excited about it. And PDC, this was their turn to be excited about it. It wasn't our turn. It wasn't Silverlight's turn to be number one. But we're there, all right? And we're very serious. And, it's not just the technology. It's the community that's growing up around it. And now we're starting to see developers. Silverlight's been out how long? What?
4 versions in 2.5 years.
All right. You know, it's just getting to that point where you have a big enough group of people who can really believe it and see it work. And now you can throw a stick and hit a trainer, Silverlight trainer. What businesses really have to understand is that there is a commitment there and that it's a good technology that they can build on. And they also have to be... You know, not get caught up in the one risk, this one risk. They have to think about their other risks, like, getting the actual application out there, You can't be waiting around for some technology that's going to come someday, you know, HTML5 someday. It all looks great, shiny future. But now is now, and one of your biggest risks is doing nothing
right.
and missing the market opportunity altogether.
Right.
So we just have to give them some reassurance. And I think the announcements that were made by the C-level executives on Monday have gone a long way to just calming the waters.
Yeah. Silverlight's here. It's
Silverlight's
here.
Silverlight's here. We use it everywhere. We're going
to
keep using it. Go right ahead. We got all these people behind it. And, you know, I totally believe that they're behind Silverlight. HTML5 for sure, but they're really, this is the right technology, especially for line of business apps, which is our sweet spot.
Yeah, I tell you what, I always enjoy talking to you. Tell us where we can go next with DevForce. Where we find more about that?
Well, you should certainly come to our website, www.ideablade.com. And you want to learn more about how to write Silverlight applications, and we're providing that kind of help to people. And if you go to MSDN and Silverlight TV, I mean, the number of assets that are out there where which you can learn about Silverlight for business applications, it's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ward.
Great being here.
And thank you guys for watching.